Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate. Come on in, Casey. Badger?
Yeah. Welcome to Casa de Pasternak.
Wow, it's very dead animal-y.
Our dad likes to hunt. Can I take your coat?
Thanks, Bruce. Careful, it's wet.
It's cool. We don't rust.
Oh, good.
Hey, Cyrus, can you come over here and check out this mounted yak?
Sure, bird. That wasn't very subtle.
Whatever, we need to talk.
Let me guess, you want to know why I invited Casey to the house?
Oh, I know why you invited her. Part of the trap, right?
You were actually listening to me.
Yeah, but that was before Delphine showed up, and Mom and Dad were kidnapped from the courthouse, and Casey disappeared. Do you think she was involved?
Only one way to find out.
Is that true?
Hey, Casey, can we get you something to eat from the kitchen?
My dad always has meat in the freezer.
Sure. I am pretty hungry.
Birdie, how about you cook up some of your famous chicken bird?
Now? Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
Maybe I should just make something myself.
Badger and I can give her a hand.
Good plan.
I still think your sister doesn't like me very much.
Don't worry about Birdie. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like being interrogated by the feds. Did they, say whether they had any leads on what happened to your parents?
Well, they think it was an inside job.
Inside Holiday Court?
They didn't tell me much, but it's clear that they think Mom staged an escape and she and Dad are on the run. Again.
What do you think?
I know they're innocent. And I think you're the key to proving it.
Master of Elixir Academy is your mom?
Isn't that what I said?
Your mom is the headmaster?
Still true, Pen, even with the sentence reversed.
Your mother?
Yes, my mom, Cadence Cavendish, the headmaster.
But how? Why?
I started to put it together when I realized everything here was a setup. From my arrival on the island to the fake army guys I thought were sent by Mr. Anders, the lockdown, and the clues.
What about the clues?
I mean, I'm brilliant, but still. It's hard not to feel like every one of them was spoon-fed to me. And every time I'd be ready to give up, another one shows up. Like finding my mom's journal in the caverns, but in the end, they all lead to nothing. They're just meant to keep me chasing my own tail, and I'd probably still be doing it if they hadn't made one big-time rookie mistake.
But didn't your mom call and warn you to stay away from Elixir Academy?
She did. But from your experience, what's the best way to make someone like me do what you want?
Tell you not to do it.
Ah, you have met me.
Teenager Reverse Psychology 101.
All of this was so your own mother could keep you close. Why not just show herself, talk to you face to face?
Maybe because she's too afraid. This is a woman who walked out on her family with no explanation without really even saying goodbye. She knows she has no excuse.
It's diabolical. So, does this mean you're going to try to confront her?
Not tonight, but But first thing in the morning, we go back to the basement where they keep that bassinet thing. We're finally gonna find out what that contraption actually does.
How?
By turning it on. How can I help your family, Cyrus?
Right before my mom and dad went missing from the courthouse, you were in the hallway, right?
Well...
You weren't in the courtroom, so I assumed...
Oh, right. Yes. I was looking for your mom, to see if she needed anything.
Did you see Delphine anywhere? The woman who ran you down in Holiday Court.
Oh, I... Cy.
Bird? What is it?
It's a call. From Ivan.
Is there a problem at Holiday Court?
I'll put him on speaker. Ivan, you there?
Yes, Queen Birdie. Greetings, Cyrus Sanders.
What's going on, Ivan?
I regret to inform you that federal agents have raided the Holiday Court facility.
They're looking for Mom and Dad.
Monica and James Anders are not in the building.
We know that. And the feds will figure it out and leave, right?
They have sealed off all offices and labs. The building is shut down.
They've locked us out.
They can't do that. Can they?
I guess they can.
But Mom's CEO, and I'm the owner.
They believe she and Dad are fugitives.
And they probably think the whole family isn't on the escape.
It wasn't an escape, Casey. They were kidnapped.
I know that.
But to the rest of the world, it looks like...
Like we're a bunch of criminals.
This could take down all of Holiday Court. And we'd lose access to vehicles, the tech, all the research.
We won't be able to help Mom and Dad.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I guess that leaves us with one choice. We'll have to break into our own building.
Psst. Cybot, wake up. Wake up.
Huh?
We've got work to do.
Shall I wake the others?
No! I'm doing this alone. I can't wait until morning to turn on the bassinet. I need answers now.
So you lied about taking them with you?
I had to. I still don't know who I can trust, so I trust no one. I mean, other than you.
I hope this isn't the last time we see them.
Me too. Well, come on. Out the window we go.
She's coming.
Ben! No, stay in the bathroom. Stay back. Don't come too close.
I think he's sleepwalking again.
Excellent deduction. Who's coming, Pen?
She's here.
No, Pen. Don't go out in the hallway.
I can't hear you.
Cybot, pretend we're asleep.
Hello, Pen.
You were right about him being here, Dr. Solstice.
Unfortunately, Kazoo. Come along, Pen. The headmaster says it's time for the baby to go and do his bassinet.
Baby loves his bassinet.
That's right. Take Mama's hand. Let's go.
Cybot, did she say Pen is the baby in the bassinet?
Sounded like it to me. What now?
Now? We go save Pen. And maybe confront my mother face to face.
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.